The United States has carried out an airstrike on Baghdad airport and killed Iran's leading military figure, General Qasem Soleimani. The order came from President Donald Trump. Here is Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan.
Ambulances rushed to a Baghdad airport after a U.S. airstrike that the Pentagon says killed a top Iranian commander on Friday. Qasem Soleimani was the head of the elite covert Quds Force and a key figure within Iran. His death represents a new escalation in U.S. conflict with Tehran. The Pentagon says U.S. President Donald Trump authorized the strike and that it was, quote, aimed at deterring future Iranian attack plans. Reports from Baghdad Friday say rockets hit two militia vehicles at the city's international airport. It's said to have killed a number of people, including the commander of an Iraqi militia. Soleimani was instrumental in the spread of Iranian influence in the Middle East and the fighting in Syria and Iraq.
That was Olivia Chan from Reuters. The consuming question now is, how will Iran respond? Retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Daniel David says, clearly the United States should be prepared.
I can only imagine that this is going to put the target on American soldiers, on American assets, both military and economic. This could really be ramping up here in a way that we don't want to see.
Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif condemned Soleimani's killing as extremely dangerous and a foolish escalation. And thousands of Iranians have taken to the streets of Tehran to protest the American action. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has vowed harsh retaliation, and the United States has instructed American citizens to leave Iraq immediately. Last year, President Trump labeled Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard Corps a terrorist organization. It marked the first time Washington had designated another country's military as terrorists. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. More on our top story, the U.S. airstrike that killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani has a profile.
Soleimani led the elite Quds Force, which was responsible for Iran's foreign fighting. He was the architect of its proxy interventions across the Middle East, enlisting groups from Hezbollah to Hamas to do Iran's bidding through a big swath of the region, and tens of thousands of foreign fighters were fiercely loyal to him. Over the years, Soleimani's mystique grew. He became as powerful, if not more, than Iran's civilian leaders.
That was AP Sagar Meghani. With the U.S. airstrike on Baghdad airport comes the question of presidential authority. Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
American presidents have claimed authority to act without congressional approval if U.S. personnel or American interests are facing an imminent threat. The Pentagon said the Iranian general Qasem Soleimani was planning an attack against U.S. forces and diplomats. But Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says there's no current authorization that covers the possibility of starting a new war. He's demanding that President Trump provide a full explanation to Congress and the American people. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
In other news, Interpol has issued a wanted notice for Carlos Ghosn. The former head of Nissan jumped bail in Japan and fled to his native Lebanon this week, rather than face trial on financial misconduct charges in Tokyo. AP correspondent Karen Shamis has our report.
Interpol has issued a wanted notice for former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn, who jumped bail in Japan and fled to Lebanon rather than face trial on financial misconduct charges, in an escape that has baffled and embarrassed authorities. In an interview with the Associated Press, Lebanon's Justice Minister Albert Sohan suggested for the first time that the automotive titan may be brought in for questioning. The general prosecution will fully implement the notice, and that includes summoning him and listening to his testimony. And then, if there are measures to be taken, then they will be taken, said Sohan. But he said Ghosn entered the country on a legal passport, and he appeared to cast doubt on the possibility Lebanon would hand Ghosn over to Japan. I'm Karen Chamas.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been seen on television riding his white horse into the mountains again. Similar appearances in the past have preceded major policy decisions by Pyongyang. And experts say 2020 could see a return of North Korea's long-range ballistic missile launches and a fresh setback for U.S. efforts to get Kim to end his nuclear weapons program. Once again, our top story this hour, the Pentagon says it acted on U.S. President Donald Trump's command when it carried out an airstrike on Baghdad airport and killed Iran's most prominent military figure, the head of the elite Quds Force, General Qasem Soleimani. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.